It's the 11th of September, and it's been a very big day and a very rewarding day for the Berg Adventures Everest 2003 climbing team and the support trekkers. Our day began at 4:30 a.m. at Gorik Shep when we awoke to climb up Kalapatar and get views in the early morning light of Everest and the other great peaks of the area. We were treated to perfectly clear skies, and we stood on the summit of Kalapatar at 18,200 feet at about 7:30 in the morning. The climbers, David Berger, Megan, Gary, and myself, in particular, enjoyed looking up at base camp and seeing some tiny yellow dots, which were our tents, and of course, looking up at the South Col. There's snow all over the mountain this year. It looks excellent for Megan's ski project and for us on our climbing as well. Really exciting time on Kalapatar together. Trekkers, Kevin, Dennis, Steve joined us as well. Karen and Becky turned back at about 17,400 feet, but everyone had beautiful views in the early morning light from Kalapatar. Then, of course, we moved up to base camp. We walked up the Khumbu Glacier and walked into base camp in the early afternoon. Nima, Tashi, and the other Sherpas have been busy up here moving in. In particular, there's been beautiful work that was done over the last days on rock wall for our kitchen tent, our kitchen area, and our dining area. It's hard to describe. I'll send photographs. The Sherpas told me from the very beginning this year that the moraine, the glacier, had moved and broken up a surprising amount in the short weeks since the teams left in May. And I was really struck by that as I walked into base camp today. Virtually no sign. All the tent platforms from those 24 teams were erased, and the guys we've had up here recently have had to level and rebuild a complete new camp. As I've been saying for years, the last time I walked into a new or an unoccupied Everest base camp or visited one after teams had left and saw any trash was 1992. I know that's not the conception most people have, but it's still true that there's no trash at Everest base camp. One notable exception this year, however, that big Russian helicopter that many of you know crashed near the end of the climbing season last May is still here. There's plans to get it cut up and removed eventually, but as you first walk into the lower part of base camp, that's the first thing you see is a crashed Russian helicopter. I would like to send you photographs today, but we're still getting all our equipment unpacked, and I'll have to put that off for tomorrow. And for the time being, you'll just have to know that there's no archived photos from Berg Adventures or from anyone else that really shows you what our base camp looks like, because we are the only ones here. This afternoon was a very powerful and moving time for all the climbers and the trekkers. Two of the highlights were me seeing Nima, Tashi, and Gary excitedly reunited and talking about getting back on the mountain together, having climbed Dome de Blanc together last fall. And probably the high point was seeing Megan reunited with her skis, which had been flown from France, of course, then transported via yak all the way to base camp. And when she unpacked her Trab skis, she was pleased to see that they were still in excellent condition, and it was quite happy time for her as she got her equipment back in order and began preparing for all the adventure we're going to have in these coming weeks. We know we'll be here living together, the climbers, at least the next 4 to 6 weeks. It feels like home already, and as I've mentioned, this is an exceptionally compatible type team, and we're happy to be here, happy to still have the trekkers with us a few more days. And we'll report to you and begin to send photographs tomorrow as the puja happens and we get more moved into base camp.